The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
Let's look at the issue of black market sales in Ireland. Interesting document given to the Department of Finance by the Revenue Commissioners, which told it that increasing the duty in a packet of cigarettes by 50 cent in the recent budget mightn't actually bring in any extra revenue for the government at all. Not because it would discourage people from smoking, but instead because people would buy their cigarettes instead on the black market. And there's an estimate that the black market has cost the Irish economy close to $2.5 billion in 2015. Things like cigarettes, alcohol, pharmaceuticals and fuel. Joining us are David Fitzsimons, Chief Executive of Retail Excellence Ireland. But first, Benny Gilsonan, spokesman for Retailers Against Smuggling. Benny, whenever there is an increase in the price of cigarettes in the shops, do you actually see a fall in the numbers who purchase cigarettes?
Oh yes, Matt, without a shadow of a doubt. This is something that has been happening for the last few years since the smuggled cigarettes became so common and so freely available right throughout the entire country. It has left people saying, oh, well, why should I go into Benny's shop or shops like Benny's and buy my cigarettes when I can buy three packets for the price of one in markets or on the streets or door to door?
Are they really that easily come across black market cigarettes?
They are. They are. They're freely available any place you want to look for them today. There are people prepared to take a chance on selling these cigarettes because it's a handy few bob in their pocket, and invariably the chances of being prosecuted for it is very slim because they'll be caught with no more than 200 or 400 cigarettes at a time.
So what are they doing, these people who are, they're actually door-to-door salesmen going around to sort of trusted clients with boxes of cigarettes?
There are people going door-to-door. There are people operating in the markets. There are people operating on the streets selling these cigarettes. And they will get to know their clients very, very quickly. And they will continually come back to their clients because they know that these people will buy.
Okay, and where do they get these cigarettes from?
Well, actually, they're coming from any place and every place. The vast majority of the contraband cigarettes is coming into the country is coming from Vietnam and China. And they're being loaded there and driven across Eastern Europe and right across Europe, and they're being dispersed then into places like ourselves here in Ireland and in the UK.
Okay, let's bring in David Fitzsimons, Chief Executive of Retail Excellence Ireland. Good evening to you, David.
Hi, Matt.
Are there other products beyond cigarettes that you're aware of selling quite in significant volumes on the black market?
Indeed, lots. Fuel, pharma, digital, illegal download of music and such like, lots of branded goods. If you walk up Henry Street today, you'll buy knocked-off handbags, you'll buy cigarettes, you'll buy whatever you want, really, at far reduced prices, while obviously legitimate retailers are sitting on the street all year. This is their trading week. They've lost a bit of money all year, awaiting this period in the season. They're paying the rates, and it's incredibly disappointing. So what we need is far better enforcement of the law. Another big, I suppose, illicit or smuggling act is a lot of people travelling abroad this Christmas to New York to buy. They're buying big-ticket items like jewellery, bringing them back into the country, not in any way disclosing to revenue that they've purchased these items. They're supposed to pay 5% customs duty, 23% VAT, on anything they've purchased abroad that costs €150 or more. They're walking through customs and we're losing out. The revenue's losing out, and obviously Irish retailers are really feeling the pain.
So say, for example, somebody goes to Dubai and buys a ring, should they probably just stick it on their finger so that if they're stopped coming through at security in Dublin Airport or Shannon Airport or Cork, they just say, oh, sure, I've always had that ring?
Really hard to prove, Matt, and thus the real solution here is to convince the revenue to mandate all insurance companies not to seek proof of purchase of any item worth €1,000 or more, and to seek proof that duty has been paid on that item before it can be covered in any claim. That would seem to make inherent sense. We're really good on VRT and movement of vehicles into the country, but when it comes to €50,000 Rolex watches or rings, we're throwing a blind eye on it. So the revenue have to mandate the insurance industry to not allow for any item where proof of purchase is not made to be covered on any claim.
Hang on, are there really Irish people again spending as much as €50,000 on a watch?
I was talking to a jeweller today who valued a ring just purchased in the US at €35,000, Matt. It's happening all the time.
Wow. Okay, listeners are getting in touch. I bought duty-free cigarettes once a week for 2 years. I bet the smoking rate is higher than people think. And here's another one, and this is the one that always gets thrown at you, David. Irish retailers are just too expensive.
We might be. And look, I've no problem with people going abroad and buying product in the UK or Hong Kong or wherever they want to go. We do have a different cost base in Ireland. We have 3% additional VAT against the UK and lots of other costs layered on. I'm not going to bore you with that. But we live in a global society where tax and obviously has to prevail in all jurisdictions. And in the context of Irish legislation today, any item that's €150 or more purchased outside of the EU must apply a 5% customs duty and a 23% VAT rate. That is the law. So,
I wonder how much money is brought in that way each year. Do we know?
It's absolutely unquantifiable, but it's vast. Look, previously the thing to talk about around dinner parties was value and being able to buy your Christmas dinner in Aldi for next to nothing. The new talking point this Christmas is, well, we look what we're ready to buy abroad, look at my beautiful new diamond necklace, and you know how much it cost me and how much I saved. But really, in the medium and long term, we're just really undermining Irish retail, undermining Irish revenue and fiscal accountability, and we'll pay for it in the long term.
Yeah, and I suppose as well, online helps as well in relation to that, David, does it? People buying stuff and bringing in stuff that they hope won't be intercepted by the customs as it comes in a postal packet.
Correct, and customs do deploy additional officers into on-post sorting centres and all the rest at this time of the year, but it's needle in the haystack, Matt. It's quite impossible to really cover every single package. Some logistics partners are reporting a 46% increase in packages over Black Friday weekend from outside of the country into the country for distribution. It's impossible. I think that the best way of nipping it in the bud is for insurance companies, should a claim be made, to seek for proof of purchase and proof of duty payment on any item to which a claim prevails. That'll stop this immediately.
Okay. And as for the cigarettes, Benny Gilson, and you know, you hear that from the Department of Health stats that the number who smoke has gone from 28% in 2003 down to 18% now. There's hope to reduce it to 5% by 2025. Just 5% of the population smoking. Do you think is that likely if these people are getting all these cigarettes in the black market and it's not showing up in the official stats?
Well, that's quite correct, Matt, and this is where the real problem lies. You see, we're always being told that, you know, by increasing the price, we will reduce the consumption. And, like, that couldn't be further from the truth, because, like, what we're doing is actually, we're increasing the price to the ordinary, honest-to-God person who is prepared to buy and who will continue to buy. And we're forcing him or her into the hands of criminals. We're not forcing them into the hands of legitimate trade. We're forcing them into the hands of criminals. And the people who are involved in the selling of illegal cigarettes and smuggled cigarettes are all criminals, being funded and backed by large consortiums of criminals from right across Europe.
Okay, just to finish with you, David, there's a comment here from a listener. If he thinks I want to declare a handbag or a pair of sunglasses that I bought in New York on my way back to Shannon, he's living in cloud cuckoo land. I'm paying my tax every month. I've done so for the past 50 years and I've had a little deal in New York. It's in my pocket. Shaming him for moaning. Compliant citizen getting a few quid off. Best of luck to them. What do you say to that?
Well, they're not compliant, number one. Number two, look, I tell you what we'll all do. We'll all go abroad. We'll shop abroad. We'll go up north. We'll buy across the world. We won't support Irish, Indigenous and whatever. And guess what? Today FM and every other radio station and every other legitimate Irish business will be closed within the next 3 years. The end.
Thank you very much for joining us. David Fitzsimons, Chief Executive of Retail Excellence Ireland. Betty Gilsonen, spokesman for Retailers Against Smuggling.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.